So they were cultivated down in the forest, National Forest.
Is it legal for them to occupy that land?
Well, I guess they just move in. They don't know whether, of course, some of them will find these old communities that are extinct now. I mean, maybe there's an old store building left or something like that. They go in there and move in. They get out of deep freezes, and then, of course, they're strong on natural foods.
Right. Yeah, it's not one of those places in town.
Yeah, we got two. We got a cannery down here that's operated on one of these government grants, which is all right, but it's usually some type of people like that's operating here. Yeah. In fact, my wife went down and canned some beans down there yesterday. We bought some beans out in the country. Mm-hmm. Went down there and prepared them, and they processed them for them. Mm-hmm. Heated the jars and made them sanitary. Mm-hmm. And they're good at it. But there's a health food store down on the street here. I've never been in there.
Well, let me ask you, if you went to the grocery store, say, to buy some fruit, what would you call the thing that the grocer would put the fruit in so that you could carry it home?
Well, here they put them in paper bags. Now, earlier, the common expression was a poke.
Poke. Oh. And was that made out of paper?
Paper.
What about something made out of cloth instead of paper?
Sack, yeah, we call it a sack.
Any particular kind or just a sack?
I just call it a sack. I would call it a sack. I never observed anybody else calling anything that.
Well, is that the same as something made out of very rough, heavy, coarse material?
Cloth? It would be a sack, paper sack.
You ever heard people talk about toe sack?
Oh yeah, uh-huh. I believe bran, that's a derivative of corn, crushed corn, you know what bran is. And I think that they used to pack bran in a toe sack. And then during the war, they packed flour. Of course, they had them in a regular, probably cotton sack, and then they had a burlap or a toe sack over it for shipment overseas.
People around my part of the country call that a croaker sack. Have you ever heard of that?
Croaker, never heard of it. Now, where did you get the word croaker?
Well, we were talking about that last night, this fellow in Fayetteville that I'm interviewing. I think the proper spelling is crocus, C-R-O-C-U-S.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked it up, and it's some sort of plant. So
yeah,
I guess
crocus is a flower, and
you suppose it might be something like hemp, the fiber from the plant?
Could be, because it might have a fiber base to it. I mean, the crocus plant could. I don't want to think about plants. My wife probably knows about crocus. I've heard of crocus.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I guess it's a fiber. They made this.
That must be. What is there any thing, any term that you've heard used, say, if a farmer had to take some corn to the mill? Or the amount of corn that he'd take at one time?
He'd take a turn.
Turn of corn.
Now, I don't know where that came from. Of course, he'd take his corn to the mill, and they'd grind it, and then they'd take a toll. They had a little scoop that they'd scoop out so much, and then they'd throw out one for the mill. For the, they had a bin over there, they'd throw it out for his pay for grinding that corn for him, mm-hmm. grind the meal.
Yeah.
In fact, I worked at the grist mill one time.
Was that in this immediate area?
That was in Newton County when I was a child. In fact, that's where I learned my mechanics. Mm-hmm. Firing a boiler, cutting slabs, and hauling sawdust out from under under the thing for 50 cents a day.
Wow. How long did you work there?